I'm joined by Kay's first team coach Mark Hams after this afternoon's 2-1 win against Canvey. Mark, we won 2-1, but it could have been more comfortable. Did you ever get the feeling that you were going to rue some of those missed chances second half?
For the first time in a little while, no. I felt, particularly the second half, I felt quite comfortable defensively. There was one opportunity really where the big centre half came into the box on a corner and wasn't marked the tightest. But other than that, I think if you look at the second half overall, I'm not sure Tulsa's had a save to make apart from the cross come shot at the back post there. But if you ask him, I don't think he's actually had to make a proper save.
And the game was getting stretched in the second half. We had a lot of chances on the break. Were you tempted as a management team to throw Dean Lodge on to run at them?
Not really. I mean, I know Christian was running out of legs at one point, but he can always be an outlet for you, Chris, because one minute he'll look absolutely on his knees and the next minute he's an Olympic sprinter. So, I mean, don't get me wrong, the subs are always running through our minds and always running through our conversations. It wasn't that close to coming on, but obviously Lodgy's always a great outlet to have.
And Adam Thompson was captain today. With Luke Garrett out on loan, did he stake a claim for the permanent armband today?
Yeah, I mean, you've got a very experienced player alongside him in Fletcher who never shuts up, so some people want their captain to lead by example in terms of being very verbal. Tomo hasn't necessarily got that in his locker, but when you've got players like Fletcher alongside you and non-stop talking, and Dukes when he plays non-stop talking, that helps. But yeah, why not? I mean, someone's got to do it, so why not Tomo?
How do you think Luke Hickey did today on his debut?
I thought he done well. I thought it took him 20 minutes to get into the game like it did in the friendly the other night. But it's a good time when we get to the sort of last 20 minutes, especially having not played for 3 weeks, when you can see players have still got bundles of energy and the other team might be slightly starting to flag, and he was one of those super fit lads. And from what I can make out, he's been part of a losing squad recently, so he's delighted to be back in or part of a winning one.
And Bash got a rare goal today, but he's played in central midfield. Was that due to Simon Huckle's suspension?
Mainly, yeah. It's nice to have the options. I mean, Bash can play left back, wide left of a five, centre midfield. He'll just get on with it, to be honest with you. And I thought he played well today. We probably didn't give him enough credit at half time. But he's a good lad. He just gets on with his job, and you know, wherever you play him, he's not going to let you down. He's full of energy and he's good on the ball.
You mentioned earlier we haven't played for 3 weeks. Has the break done us good, do you think? Or has it been frustrating not to play?
It's been frustrating, but I mean, I made the point in my notes. Dowse has worked his socks off, as he always does. He lives and breathes this club, and we've not missed a training session now. We can run around a five-a-side court or up and down a five-a-side court a million times a day, but you're not going to get fit by you're not going to get match fitness without matches. It's been frustrating, but we haven't allowed ourselves to slack. We do hear stories of a lot of other clubs not training, couldn't get to training because of the weather. Training was called off because of the weather. But we've not missed one session. Every session we were due to train, we've trained. Any time a game was called off, we've trained.
How frustrating was the call off for the game last Monday against Wurstone, because they had a Middlesex senior cup?
It was
game.
Frustrating, but to be honest, it wasn't thrown at us last minute. We were sort of pre-warned about it, that it could happen. Because, I mean, I don't know where these rules come from about county cups taking preference over league games. I think it's ridiculous, but there must be some sort of logical reason for it. But it was annoying when we first found out, but it wasn't thrown at us last minute, so we were prepared for it anyway.
The game next week against Margate, they beat us down there. Despite their lowly league position, it's going to be a tough game, isn't it, next week?
Yeah, I don't expect any game to be easy, side, to be honest with you. We're part of a little run-in now. I mean, I know you might say there's we've got 19 games to go now, and it seems like it's a long time, but it's a run-in now, and every game, if you like, is a cup final for us, which we're trying to get into the players, and I think they're taking it on board. We can't start thinking five games down the line about, I don't know, maybe playing Tunbridge or whatever, whoever it is, five games down the line. We've just got to take the next game as it comes and keep watching opponents and work hard on a training ground and go as solid as we can. It'll be tough, but I don't expect any of them to be easy.
And Dowse keeps telling me that finishing 10th will be a good season. From where we are now, would that be a good season?
I think so. You've got to look at the sense of it. I mean, we've come up a division. The board have been sensible enough not to go and throw another few thousand pounds at the club. And after the start we had, I mean, let's be honest, we were the worst team in the country for the first four games of the season. So to finish 10th, I know what you're saying. Back then you'd have ripped someone's arms off for it. But to be in a position now, you might look at it to say we've thrown it away. But let's just go easy for now, and we'll see what happens.